This is Shimon Newbort with Hilchos Shabbos, the Laws of Shabbos, Chapter 1. This is the first chapter in Sefer Zmanim, the Sefer of the Rambam, the third Sefer, which deals with those mitzvahs that occur periodically at certain times of the week or the month or the year. The Rambam begins, Nochalti Eid Voisech Oliyelam, in this shiur we have the introductory remarks to Sefer Zmanim and to Hilchos Shabbos and chapter 1, which contains 19 halachos dealing with circumstances under which melachos, forbidden activities on Shabbos, are forbidden, circumstances under which they are permitted, and when the punishment is given for transgressing it, and when there is no punishment. The Rambam begins the Sefer with a pasuk from Tehillim, Nochalti Eid Voisech Oliyelam, Ki Sesoin Libi Heima. I inherit your statutes perpetually, for they are the joy of my heart. Sefer Shlishi, the third Sefer, Vehu Sefer Zmanim, this is the book of Zmanim, of mitzvahs that occur at specific times of the week or month or year, and then the Rambam lists all the halachas in this Sefer. Then he begins, Hilchos Shabbos, Yesh Bichlolon Chomesh Mitzvahs, these halachas include 5 mitzvahs in the Torah, Shtei Mitzvahs Asei, 2 positive mitzvahs, Misholish Mitzvahs Lois Asei, and 3 negative mitzvahs. Vezehu proton. This is a detailed list of the mitzvahs. Aleph, lishbois bashvi, to rest, to refrain from doing work on the 7th day of the week. Beis, shavoy lasis bei malocha, not to do any malacha, any forbidden activity on Shabbos. Gimel, shaloi lanish b'Shabbos. Bezdin is not to inflict punishment, specifically the death penalty, on Shabbos. Dalet, shaloi latseis michutz legvul b'Shabbos, not to walk outside certain set boundaries on Shabbos. Hey, lekadish Hashem haShabbos b'schira, to sanctify the Shabbos day by mentioning it in words at Kiddush and Havdalah. The details of these mitzvahs are given in the following chapters. Perek Rishin, chapter 1, Halacha Aleph. Shvisa, Bashvi Mimelocha, refraining, resting from work on the 7th day of the week. Mitzvah Sasei, this is a positive mitzvah, to rest and refrain from work. Shenemar, as the Torah specifies, Uvayim Hashvi Tishbois, on the 7th day you shall rest. Vecholoise Boi Melocha, and whoever violates this and does do a malacha, a forbidden activity on Shabbos, bitul mitzvah sasei, he has violated this positive mitzvah, ve'ovar alui sasei, and in addition he has transgressed a negative mitzvah, shenemar, because the Torah says in the Ten Commandments, in Yisroel lo isaseh chol malacha, you shall not do any malacha. Exactly what melacha is will be defined in subsequent chapters. Mahu chayiv al asiyas melacha, what punishment does one deserve for doing a melacha on Shabbos? Im osa beritzoinei bezodin, if he did it willingly and willfully, chayiv koris, then he is punished by koris, that is a premature death, a heavenly inflicted punishment. V'im hoyu sham edim v'hasro, and if there were witnesses to the fact and they had forewarned him that he would be punished, nis call, then he is punished by death, by stoning. V'im osa b'shgoga, this, what we mentioned till now, is if he did it knowingly and willfully. If he did it unknowingly, he didn't know it was Shabbos, or he didn't know that this was a malacha, chayev korban chatas kvua, he has to offer a sacrifice, a sin offering. Halacha beis, kol mokim shenoimar b'hilche Shabbos, wherever we will mention and use the term in Hilche Shabbos, sho'isa dova zech, when we will say that a person who does this or that activity is chayiv, he is guilty and is to be punished, hadeza chayiv kardis, that means he is to be punished with the heavenly punishment of kardis, v'im hayu shamedim v'asra, and if there were witnesses and he was forewarned, chayiv skila, he is put to death by stoning, v'im hayu shoygig, and if he did it unknowingly, chayiv chatas, he has to offer the sin offering. Haloche gimel, v'chol mokim shenoimar shehoise dova zepata, wherever we will say that someone who does this activity is potter, he is not punished. Hareza potter min hakodes, that does not mean it's permitted, it merely means he is not punished for it. He is not punished, he is free of the punishment of kodes, umin haskilo, or stoning, umin hakorban, or of bringing a sacrifice. Aval osel asis dovazeh b'shabbos, nevertheless, this specific activity is forbidden to be done on Shabbos. V'isurei medivrei soifrim, and the prohibition is by rabbinical prescription. V'hu harchoka min ha-melocha, in order to prevent people from doing what is actually melocha. V'hoisa oisa bezodin, and one who does such an act willfully, even though we said he is not punished by Torah law, makin oisei makas mardis, nevertheless, he is beaten. He receives malchus by rabbinical prescription. V'chol mokim, v'chein kol mokim, ein oisim kach v'kach, and so also, any place where we will say that this or that activity is not to be done, or he oser lasis kach v'kach b'shabbos, or we say it's forbidden to do this on Shabbos, without mentioning that there's a punishment, ha'oisa oisa dover b'zotin, that means it's forbidden rabbinically, and who does such a thing willfully, makin oisei makas mardis, he is to be beaten, he receives a flogging by rabbinical law. Halocha dalet v'chol mokim shenoimar muter lasis kach v'kach, wherever we will say it is permitted to do this or that, harei that means not only once he has done it he's not punished, but even to begin with he can go ahead and do it. It's perfectly permissible. And so also everywhere we will say he is not punished at all, or we say he is free from any sort of punishment, he is not to be flogged at all, because there is no prohibition here. Dvorim hamutorim lasoisim b'Shabbos, things which it is permitted to do on Shabbos, ubishas asiyoson efshar shetiyosa bichlolon melocha. However, while he does this permitted activity, it is possible that automatically some melocha will be done at the same time, v'efshar shaloi toyosa, but it's not necessary, perhaps, that melocha will not be done. Im loy niskavin loisa melocha, then if it was not his intention to do that Malach, it was his intention to do only the permissible thing, hareze mutar, he is permitted to do it. Keitzad, for an example of this, goyder oda mito kisei v'safsol, a person is allowed to drag along the ground a bed, or a chair, or a bench, v'chayotzi b'hem, or some similar heavy object, b'Shabbos, he can do this on Shabbos. We're talking about dragging it in a place where it's permitted to carry. He drags it there. Ubelvad shelo yiskavin lach pechoretz bekarka b'shas geyosan. And even though, while he's dragging it, automatically he is making a furrow, he's plowing a furrow into the ground, which is a malacha, nevertheless he's permitted to do it, because it's not necessary, it does not necessarily follow that every time he drags it, this will happen, and he did not intend to plow a furrow into the ground. Ulafichach, and therefore im chofru hakarka, even if the ground was dug up and plowed, einechoshish bekach, he doesn't have to worry about it. Lefishaloinis kaven lekach, because this was not his intention. V'chein mahalichodim al gabi asovim b'Shabbos, so also a person may walk over grass on Shabbos, even though by doing so his feet tear out some of the grass. Ubilvachali iskaven lakeroisam. So long as it was not his intention to uproot the grass, lefichach, and therefore in nekru, even if they did become uprooted, einei choishesh, he need not worry about it, since he didn't intend this. Veroichitz yodav b'afa ha-peiris v'chayotzi boy, and one can wash his hands with certain fruit juices or other chemicals which remove hair. Ubelvad shelo yiskavin lahashiris haseir, so long as it's not his intention to remove the hair, lefichach. And therefore, in Noshar, if the hair was removed, he doesn't have to worry about it. V'chein pirza dechuka, and so also a very narrow opening in a wall, muta lehikonis ba b'Shabbos, it's permitted to walk through such an opening on Shabbos, afal pi shemashir ha-etzroiris, even though there's a rough edge because there are pebbles sticking out from the stonework, and when he walks through such a narrow, tight place, he pulls the pebbles out and he smooths out the wall. all. Nevertheless, it's permitted because this does not necessarily follow, and it is not his intention. V'chein kol dova she'ein miskaven kegoin zeh. Similarly, any other thing which it is not his intention, similar to the laws that we learned here, harei zeh mutar, it's permitted to do it. Halacha vav, aval osa ma'ase. However, if he did some act, v'nasei b'glolim melocha, and along with it, automatically a malocha was done, she'vadai teyose b'shviloi se'mase, a malocha which certainly must be done because of the act that he did. Afal pisha loy niskaven lo, then here, since the malocha necessarily follows his action, even though he did not intend to do the malocha, chayev, he is punished. Shehadova yadua, because it's an obvious thing, she'yav she'shaloy teyose oise malocha, that it's impossible to avoid doing such a malocha. Ketzad, for example, harei she'tzorich l'roish oif, he needs the head of a fowl, the head of a chicken or some other bird, not because he wants to kill the chicken, that's not why he removes the head, he needs the head itself, letzachik boyakotten, to use it as a sort of puppet to amuse a baby that's crying, so the baby won't cry. V'chotach roishi b'shabbos, so he needs the head of a fowl, he cuts off the head of the fowl on Shabbos. It is forbidden to kill an animal on Shabbos. Afal pishein soif magam mosi la'arig is hoif bilvad, even though his ultimate intention is not at all to kill the fowl, it's his intention to obtain a head to use, nevertheless chayav, he is guilty and he is punished for it. Shadove yadua, because it's an obvious thing, she'i evshe she'yachtech reisha chay v'yichya, that it's impossible to cut off the head from a living creature and yet the creature should continue living. Ela hamoves bo b'shviloi, the death must certainly follow because of this act of cutting off the head, and therefore, even though he didn't intend the death of the animal, since he did intend to cut off its head, it's forbidden. V'chein kol kayotzi bazeh, so any similar case where the malocha must follow the act that he did. Halocha zayin kol oisa malocha b'shabbos. Whoever does a malocha on Shabbos, afal pishenit tzorich legufa shel malocha, even though he does not need the malocha itself, he intends to do this act, but he does not need the malocha. He needs some side result of the malocha. Chayiv aleho. Nevertheless, according to the Rambam's opinion, he is punished for this. Keitzad, for example, harei shekovo es haneya, if he extinguished the fire, not because he cares whether the fire is burning or not. There's a candle that's burning, and he doesn't need the darkness. He doesn't put out the candle because he wants the candle out. He puts out the candle mipnei shehutzorich lashemen, because he needs the oil, and he wants to conserve the oil in the candle. Oila psilo, he needs the wick, he wants to preserve the wick. Kedeshalo yoivid, so that the wick will not be destroyed by burning it out. Oi kedeshalo yisarif, or to avoid setting something on fire. Oi kedeshalo yiboka cheres shalneya, or the clay container in which the candle was, the flame was getting close to it, and he was afraid that it would crack from the heat, and so it's not that he needs the flame out, but he needs some other thing which is threatened by the flame. Nevertheless, it is forbidden and he is punished for it. Mipnei sha'akibui malocha. This is forbidden because extinguishing a flame is a malocha, v'arei niskaven l'chabes, and it was his intention to put out the fire. In the case of the dragging the heavy object along the ground, it wasn't his intention to get the object from one place to another. It was not at all his intention to drag. When he was dragging it, it was not at all his intention to plow a furrow in the ground. But here it was his intention to put out the fire. And even though he didn't need the fire out, nevertheless, since it was his intention to put out the fire, he is punished. Even though he does not need the extinguishing of the flame itself, and the only reason that he extinguished the flame is because of the oil or because of the wick, or because of the earthenware utensil, nevertheless, if he is punished. So also one who carries a thorn or some other sharp object 4 cubits in a public place, which is forbidden, he carries it not because he needs to transport it somewhere to use it. He takes it away in order to remove a hazard, oy hamechabeg acheles, or one who extinguishes a glowing coal, kedeshle yizeku b'rabim, in order to avoid injury to the public, chayev. He is punished for this, v'afal pishein itzorech leguf hakibui, and even though in extinguishing the coal, he did not need the coal extinguished, he doesn't care whether it's burning or not, it's the effect of the extinguishing that he needs, oy leguf ha'avora, or in carrying the thorn, he did not need the actual carrying, he didn't need to use the thorn somewhere else, he only wanted to remove it for here, la'harchik ha'hezik, his sole intention in these cases was to remove a danger, nevertheless, ha'rez ha'chayev, he is to be punished, v'chein kol kayetzi b'zen, so any similar case, ha'locheches, kol ha'miskavin lasis meloche, whoever intends to do a meloche, v'nasa lo'i meloche acheres, sh'linis kavin lo, and while he did that, he did some other malacha by mistake, a malacha which he did not intend, potter alel, he is not punished it, he's not punished for it, lefishaloi naisis machshavtei, because his ultimate intention was not fulfilled. And the law is, by Shabbos, that meleches machsheves osra teira, the teira forbids only meloches which are one's specific intention. Ketzad, for example, zorak even a chetz b'chaveire, he throws a stone or shoots an arrow at his fellow man, oiba behemo, or at an animal, kedei lahargan, it's his intention to kill them, which is forbidden on Shabbos. Veholach, and while the arrow or the stone was going, was flying, it struck a tree and it uprooted the tree while it was going, and it missed its target and failed to kill the person or the animal that he intended to kill. He is not punished, even though he intended to do a malocha, but it was not this malocha that he intended to do. Hareze kalva choymer. And from this we can learn, by logical argument, another law in Niskavin, le'isur kal v'nasa isur chomer, that if it was his intention to do a more lenient prohibition, and it ended up that by mistake he did a stricter prohibition, kigoyin sheniskavin lizreik b'karmelis, for example, he wanted to throw something in a karmelis, in a place where it is forbidden to carry only by rabbinical law, as we will learn later, v'ovra ho'evin l'rshus harabim, and by mistake the stone passed into the public domain where it's forbidden by Torah law, shehu poter, is certainly the law that he is not to be punished for it, because here it's not that he intended to do one melacha and he did another, he intended to do a more stricter, a more lenient melacha, and it ended up by mistake that he did the stricter one. V'chein kol kayetzi b'zen, so the law in any similar case. Niskavin la'aseis dovah ha-muter, if it was his intention to do something that was permitted, v'osa dovah acher, and he did something else which is forbidden, kigoin, for example, sheniskavin lachteches hatolush, there was some plant material that had already been uprooted from the ground, and he wanted to remove this now from where it's lying on the ground, v'chotaches hamechuber, and by mistake he cut off something that was still connected to the ground, eini chayev klum, he is not guilty and is not punished at all. V'chein kol kayetzi b'zeh, and so the law in any similar case. Halochetes, niskavin lilkoi te'enim shchoyres, if he was picking figs and the tree had light colored figs and dark figs, it was his intention to pick the light figs, velikit, it was his intention, teinim shchoyres, to pick the dark figs, velikeit levonis, and by mistake he picked the white figs, oishiniskavin lilkeit teinim, v'achakach anovim, or he was picking figs and grapes. His intention was to pick first figs and then grapes, v'nepach adover, and by mistake he did it in reverse order, velikeit anovim betchila, and he picked first the grapes, v'achakach teinim, and then the figs, potter, he is not punished. Afal pisha likit kol ma shechoshav, even though though in the end he did everything that he intended. He intended to pick both, and he did pick both. Nevertheless, since he failed to pick it in the order that he intended to do it, Potter, he is not punished, because ultimately what he did was done without his intention. And the Torah only forbidden one to do a malacha which he specifically intended. Halacha yud, hayu lefonav. If he had before him two candles which are burning, or two candles which are extinguished, in the burning candles he intended to extinguish this one, and by mistake he extinguished the other one, or in the case of two candles that are extinguished, and he lit them, it was his intention to light this one, and he lit the other one by mistake, in this case he is punished. Because in fact he did do the malacha that he intended. He intended to light one candle, and he did light one candle, or to extinguish. And even though it's not the same candle, it doesn't matter. To what do we compare this? He intended to pick from the tree this fig, and by mistake he picked a different fig. Nevertheless, he intended to pick a fig, and that's what he did. Or he intended to kill this person or animal, and he killed a different one by mistake. Because in fact, the malocha that he intended to do was done. Halocha yudalef avolim niskavin lahadlik rishoino lachabishni acharel. But if the candles were one lit and one extinguished, and it was his intention first to light the one candle and then to extinguish the other afterwards, v'nepach hadavar, so that at all time there would be light, v'nepach hadavar, and he did it the opposite way, v'kibar yishoyna, first he extinguished the first candle, v'achakach hidlik shniyah, and then he lit the second one, achareha, afterwards, so there was a moment of darkness in between. This was contrary to his intention, potter, and he is therefore not punished. Kibazu v'hidlik zu b'neshim achas, however, if he extinguished this one and lit the other one all in one breath, so that the time in between is insignificant, chayev, then he is punished. Shafal pishaloi higdim ha'adloke ha'arei loy echeroisa, because even though he didn't actually do the lighting of the candle before the extinguishing, but he didn't really do it afterwards either. Elashteyam ki echodosa, but he did both at the same time, olafikach chayev, and therefore he is to be punished. Because even though he didn't actually do it in the order that he intended, but he didn't do the opposite order either. V'chein kol kayyitzi b'zen, so the law in any similar case. V'chol ha'oisa melocha kimisaseg v'loi niskaven la'potter. Whoever does a melocha while he is doing something else, and he's busy something else, and has no intention to this malach at all, potter, he is not to be punished, as we already stated before. Halacha yud beis, kol hamiskaven lasis malacha, benasis beyoisir al kavanosei, one who intends to do a malacha, and by mistake, more than his intention was done, chayev, then he is still punished, because, in fact, he did do what he intended, even though he ended up doing more than he intended also, but he didn't do less. Bepochas mikavanosei, however, if he did less than he intended, then he didn't do what he intended at all. Potter, and then in such a case he is not punished. Ketzad, for example, hareish niskavin lehoitzi masa la'achrav uvolei lefonav. Chayav, he intended to carry out some load from in his house out to the public domain, and he intended to carry it behind his back where he is not carrying it carefully, uboli lefonav, and by mistake it turned around and came in front of him where he was carrying it in a better fashion, chayev, then he's punished. Charein iskavin l'shmira p'husa, because he intended to carry it out carelessly, v'nasa shmira mula, and he ended up carrying it out, doing it carefully. Avolem niskavin l'hoitzi l'fonav v'volei l'achrav, however, if he did it the opposite way, it was his intention to carry it in front of him, uboli l'achrav, and it turned out that it moved to the other side and he carried it behind him, then he did less than what he intended. potter, then he's not punished. Because it was his intention to carry it outside while taking good care of it, and he took it outside in a careless fashion. And so the law in any similar case. If he's wearing a certain kind of an apron, and he took the load which he was carrying, the burden, and he put it in between his skin and the garment, then it doesn't matter what his intention was and where it ended up being carried. Bein shebozeh hamasa shedarkei lahoitzi kaderech hazeis lefonov, bein shebali achrov, then it doesn't matter whether he intended to put it behind him and it ended up in moving to the front, or he intended to put it in front of him and it ended up moving behind. It doesn't matter. In all of these cases, chayav, he is to be punished, because his intention is irrelevant here, because he knew even when he intended it that it would not work the way he intended, because when you put things between the garment and the skin, the garment is constantly moving and rubbing against the skin, and things that are put in there will automatically move along. Halacha Yudalit, kol hamiskavin lasis malocha b'Shabbos, whoever intends to do a malocha on Shabbos, v'hischil bo, and he began to do it, v'osa kashir, and he did the minimum amount for which one is punished. We will learn in each malocha specifically how much the minimum amount is for which punishment is given. If he did do the minimum amount, chayav, he is to be punished. Afal pishaloi hishlim kol hamalocha sheniskavin lahashlipa, even though he failed to complete the full work that he intended to complete. Ketzad, for example, Hareisha Niskavin Lichtei Vigeres Oishtar B'Shabbos, if he intended to write a letter to someone or to write some legal document on Shabbos, Ein Oimrim, we do not say Lo Yischayev Zache Yashlem Cheftze V'Yichtev Kol Ashtarei Kol Yigeres, we do not say this person is not to be punished unless he completes his entire intention and writes the whole document or the whole letter. But the law is that so soon as he writes two letters, two characters, which is the minimum amount required, chayav, he is punished. V'chein im niskavin leruig beged sholein. Similarly, the law is, if it was his intention to weave a complete garment, but he failed to do so, misheyerik shnei chutim, so long as he wove two of the strands together, chayev, he is punished. This is the minimum amount. V'afal pi shekavanosi lahashlim ha-beged, and even though it's his intention to complete the whole garment and he didn't do so, hoyel v'osa kashir b'chavon, and nevertheless, since he did intentionally do the minimum amount, chayev, he is punished. V'chein kol kayotzi b'zeh, so the law in any similar case. Halocha tezvov, any melacha that a single individual could do by himself, and two people did it jointly together, either way, either one person did a little bit of it and then the other person finished it, for example, this person picked up an article in this territory, and the second person put it down in the second territory. One person picked it up in the house and the other person put it down out in the street, so that each person did half a malacha. Or the other way, or two people did it jointly together from beginning to end. Kegoin, for example, two of them held a pencil at the same time and wrote together, or they both together lifted up a loaf of bread and carried it out from one place to another. Hare elu pturim. In these cases, they are not punished, because the Torah requires that one person will do a malacha, not when two people do the malacha. Halacha tezayin v'im ein echad mehem yochel la'asos levadei. However, if it's such a malacha that neither one of them could individually do it by himself, ad she'yitzarfu, they could only do it jointly. Kegoin, for example, shnayim she'achzu koira, two people who lifted a large timber, a large piece of lumber, v'hotziyu al reshus harabim, and they carried it out to the public place. Since neither one of them is strong enough to do this malacha by himself, so now when they did it jointly from beginning to end, both of them are to be punished, and both of them have the same minimum amount that they have to carry it. If one of them was strong enough to carry it out by himself, this boy, and the second person is not strong enough to carry it out by himself, and they did it jointly, and both of them carried it out, this first person who is able to carry it out by himself, he is punished, and the second one, he is merely assisting the first, since his malacha is no malacha, since by himself he could not have carried it, and the assistant is not punished at all. V'chein kol kayetzi b'zen, so the law in any similar case. Halacha yud zayin, kol ha-mekalkilim p'turim. All who do a malacha in a destructive fashion are not punished. Keitzad, for example, harisha chovel b'chaveiroi, if he injured his fellow man, oy b'behemo, or he injured an animal, even though he drew blood, which is forbidden on Shabbos, but he did it derech hashchosa with a destructive intent. V'chein im kora begodim oy sarfam, or similarly, if he tore up a garment, or he burned garments, oy shova kelim, or he broke utensils, derech hashchosa, it was with a destructive intent. Hareza potter, he is not punished. Chofa guma, if he dug a ditch, a hole in the ground, ve'eini tzarech ela le'ofra, and he does not need the hole, he needs the earth that he dug out from the hole. Hareza mekalkel, even though we said melocha she'ena tzricha legufa is chayev, even though we said that when he did a malacha and he doesn't need the malacha itself, only the product of the malacha, that he is nevertheless guilty and he's punished, but in this case he's not punished. Because the malacha that he did in digging the hole was a destructive one. Even though he did a malacha, since the intention in this malacha was destructive, he's not punished. However, one who destroys with a constructive intent, he destroys in preparation for doing something constructive, chayiv, then he is punished. Ketzad, for example, hareisha sosar, he demolished some construction, some building, kedei livnois b'mkoymoi, in order to clear the site, in order to build something new in its place, oisha mochak, or he erased some writing, kedei lichtei b'mokim shemochak, in order to write something else in the place that he erased, oy shechofa gumo, or he dug a hole in the ground, kedei livnois b'seichi yisoidis, in order to build foundations of a house in it, v'chol kayetzi b'zo, or any similar thing, where his destructive act had a constructive intent, chayav, he is punished, v'shiurim kishir hamasakin, and the minimum amount of destruction he has to do is the same as the minimum amount that he would have to do if he were doing it constructively to begin with. Halacha yutes, kol oisa malocha b'shabbos, whoever does a malocha on Shabbos, miktsasa b'sheyu miktsasa b'zodin, he does it partially unknowingly and partially willfully. That is, while doing part of the malacha, he did it unintentionally, and partly he was aware of it. It doesn't matter whether he first did it willfully and at the end he did it unknowingly, or he did it at first unknowingly and at the end he did it willfully. It doesn't matter. Potter, in either case, he is not punished. He's only punished if he does the entire minimum amount of the malacha, mitchila v'atzoi, from beginning to end, bizodim, all willfully. And only in such a case will he be guilty of the deserving of the punishment of Karis, and only in such case, if there were witnesses and he was forewarned, is he put to death by stoning, or only if he does the entire minimum amount of the malacha from beginning to end, unknowingly, if it's unknowingly from beginning to end, only then, only in such a case will he have to offer the sacrifice of a sin offering.